Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mrs. Wobble?
Present.
Under item two, district report.
I just have two quick items.
Okay.
We are required by law, and we would want to do it anyways, to reach out to all of our families prior to the school year via an all-call and/or email, just to let people connect with us properly. We're interested in good phone numbers and good email addresses, and so we did that today. We sent a letter out to all of our families that was back-to-school information, and we also did an all-call around 5 o'clock. So if there's any of our stakeholders who are listening to the board meeting and did not get a phone call or receive an email today, we're asking them to contact the building secretary. Thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. There's a couple things that I want to mention. We have a lot of things going on in the district over the next week, not to mention back to school, but the high school open house is this Thursday, August 15th from 6:30 to 7:30. Middle school open house is also this Thursday, but it's an hour earlier from 5:30 to 6:30. Norton Elementary School is Friday, their open house, August 16th from 10 to 11 and 12:30 to 1:30. Norton Primary is having a preschool meet the teacher night on Monday, August 19th from 6 to 7. And PBABC is sponsoring a community bonfire on Thursday, August 15th, beginning at 8:30, where the band will perform and a lot of the sports teams will be announced. Freshman orientation is Thursday, August 15th at 9 at the high school. And middle school forms turn-in day is Thursday, August 15th from 1 to 6. Did I miss anything?
I think we're good.
Okay, thank you. Sure, go ahead. Mrs. Hagenbusch would like to give an update on some items involving the Treasurer's Department.
I have the expenses, compiled for the year. The ones we go over every month, electric, gas, all the utilities. The electric for the year, we spent, my contact is not working well at all, $246,256.72, which is an average of $20,521 a month. The gas, $71,367, which averages $5,947 a month. The telephone, $14,619, which is an average of $1,329 a month. Trash collection, $25,453. Costs more for trash than it does to call people. Average $2,121 a month. And the water bill, $37,419, which is an average of $3,118 a month. The fuel for the buses we spent for the entire year, and now this is with the reimbursement that we receive from the city for the gas that they purchase. The total was $108,000. Averaging $9,019 a month. Our transportation supplies, again, that's the stuff that we purchase to keep the buses moving. Repairs, the tires, repairs for bus seats, fluids, transmission fluid, all that kind of stuff. $149,295, which is an average of $12,441 a month. Food service for the year, $376,486. That's, again, just the supplies that we buy for food service. That has nothing to do with the salaries that we pay out. That averages $31,373 a month. Textbooks, workbooks, the stuff that we purchase for the students, $72,640, which is an average of $6,000 a month. And our special ed purchase services, $1,259,393 for the year, which is an average of $104,949 per month. For the entire year, our average, I don't have the total for the checks that we wrote, our average checks written were $517,601 each month. This month, our averages are running right about in line with what we had last year, what we actually paid out for July. So we're looking on track for 1 month.
All right, thank you. Is there any public participation? Under item 4, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I do have one addition. Under B, approved personnel, I'm going to recommend to the board, it would be a 9th recommendation, Hannah Morber, I'm recommending her to work at the middle school as an intervention specialist tutor on a 1-year contract. So it's Hannah with an H and Morber, M-O-R-B-E-R, again at the middle school.
Do you have the resignation?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under item 6, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letter A, regular meeting minutes, July 8th, 2019, attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Abstain. Motion carries 3-0-1 abstention. Under item 7, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through E?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under letter F, can I have a motion to approve the following names for custodial work for summer 2019, effective July 22nd, 2019, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approved personnel, retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 8?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified 1-year contract pending background check and permit, items 1 through 9?
So moved.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Ryan, do you want to introduce Bailey?
Sure. This is Bailey Moore-Hackley. She comes to us from, she graduated from Madison University. She is brand new, and we went through a pretty good process in which to kind of end up with Bailey. So we're really excited to have her. She's going to be intervention specialist tutor at high school.
Welcome, Bailey.
Welcome to the district.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, you're not official yet. Hold on.
Yeah. Welcome after the vote.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Now
motion carries 4-0. Congratulations. Can I have a motion to approve letters C and D?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters E, F, and G?
So moved.
Any discussion?
We stopped at Williams. Chris. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Where'd we stop at?
I stopped at G.
Oh.
Oh.
That's only one, isn't it?
No, it's two. It's EFG.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was like going way down here looking for it. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm good.
People don't understand. She's got this chart, and she has to keep track of every motion, every second, every vote, and every count. So it's a lot to keep track of. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think I throw her off, so.
That's okay. We got it.
Okay,
so sometimes it's a guess.
E, F, and G.
Okay. I'm ready now.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters H and I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter J, the following NPDC committee for the 2019-2020 school year compensation after completion of the school year, items 1 through 4.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. One abstention. Can I have a motion to approve letters K through N?
So moved.
Any Santelli.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Was that Chris?
Is that you, Chris?
No. Can you second it? Okay. Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter O, approve the elimination of the middle school 6-hour, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. educational aide 1 position currently held by Carol Ann?
It's okay.
Duncan.
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter
go ahead.
P, approve the elimination of the transportation 6.75 hour AM PM route educational aid 1 position currently held by Ms. Riffle. How's that?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve the creation of transportation 6-hour AM PM route educational aid 1 position?
So moved.
Any discussion?
Yeah, that creation of this transportation 6-hour position is the 6.75 is being reduced to a 6-hour, so it's not the creation of a new job.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Carries 4-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter R, the pay scale for the TWE Technology Work Experience students effective January 1st, 2019, items 1 through 4?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters S through double B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Item 9, superintendent reports.
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Any other comments from the board? Mrs. Hagenbusch, anything that you would like to add?
I'd say welcome to the new teachers. We had our first meeting with them today, and they just look younger and younger every year, which I'm sure is not a comment to me looking older and older every year, but they all look like they're ready to go and excited. So congratulations to all of you. And for the donations that we've received, our offices are full of backpacks and supplies. If you know of any student that needs any, you can contact administration and we can make sure that they can receive them.
Nothing.
Oh. Now I've lost my train. Thank you.
I just asked her if I could talk after you.
Oh. You're just going to one-up me, aren't you?
You came up with something.
No, you mentioned donations, and I just wanted, and we've talked about this, we have donations from so many businesses and we're appreciative of everything we get. Recently, we've partnered with 3 people in our community, Acme, which donated $7,500 to our school district, Grandpa's Cheese Barn, which donated $5,000 for the family calendar, and Fred Martin Superstore, which donated $10,000 to our school district to help fund our We Roar Together theme and campaign that will be in place for this school year. So I don't want to leave anyone out. We have so many people that do so many great things for this school district, in our business, or in our community, these three over the last couple of months have really developed a relationship with our school community. I appreciate that. And I apologize that I did that during Stephanie's talk, but I didn't want to forget about it.
I knew you'd go to that one when I started on those.
Thanks.
Okay. Mrs. Webble?
I just want to say I went to the band picnic. The band has their tag day, and the neighborhood that wins has a picnic, so my friend lives in the neighborhood that won.
I thought we
so
won that.
I went. It was
apparently
so much
not.
Fun. It really was. It was a great little parade, and then there's a little band concert afterward, some of their music that they're going to be playing in the fall, and then there was a picnic. So it was really nice. So I'm going to have to get my neighborhood to donate more next year so we can have it at our place.
They told us
it was very nice.
Ms. Drinks?
I see everybody's smiling face. There's about 30 times more people than there were last month here. So welcome back, everybody. Thanks to echo what Dana and Stephanie said. Thank you to everybody that donates and gives to the district. It just means it's all the little things that we can't do without our community members. So thank you. And I wanted to bring up, like Mrs. Anderson, PD, Perella Dutton. My daughter got the opportunity to go on the Belize trip. It's her second trip with Miss PD, and I got to talk to a bunch of the kids that were on it, and they just rave about these trips. And I just want to know what hard work that she puts in, because they go off flawlessly. I mean, from my daughter and her friends even raved about the cars were there when they got off the boat, the people ready at the hotel, the restaurants are waiting, so there is never a wait, never a bad experience, and I know she puts in a lot of time and effort, and if anybody's kids out there have the opportunity to go, do it. Yes. Go. Please go. Take the opportunity to get out and see the world. So, that's it. Thank you.
Mr. Santelli?
I'm just hoping and praying for another successful school year, and thank you for all the students and teachers and administrators in our district of Tennessee.
And also, I just want to thank, it's in the agenda, but Grace Church, who has donated 77 backpacks for our students. They have also been a huge help with Panther's Closet. We have Panther's Closet in every building except the primary, so if there's anybody in need of clothing or shoes for their student to come back to school, please, contact your building secretary, principal, teacher. Anybody can help you with that.
We're still accepting donations.
Yes, but not for little girls. We are full. I don't know what it is, but maybe boys wear out their clothing.
Yes.
I don't know, but we need clothing for young boys and socks and underwear. New. Thank you. just want to clarify that. So,
especially boys.
And that's all I have. So thank you all for coming. And can we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. We are adjourned. Thank you.